Okay, Tony, first game of the Super 8s in a week's time, taking on St Helens at home. I guess, are you pleased to have a home draw first out?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's for sure. Prefer it not on a Thursday night after a semi-final in the Cup, but you know, we can't choose everything. Scheduling's not our best thing at the moment, but yeah, in terms of who we play, it's going to be a cracking opening. Really good rivalry between the two clubs, and yeah, it'll be a smashing game, I'm sure.
The way form has gone this season, she had a great start to the season, dropped off a little bit in the middle, but form's picked up again now at, I guess, the perfect time going into the Super 8s and the semi-final at the weekend.
Yeah, you know, we've found a little bit of momentum. We'd like a bit more, and hopefully we can get that coming on Saturday, keep that momentum going into Thursday, so that'd be nice. I think all the teams have sort of had some of their ups and downs throughout the season, and you know, if you can find some form at this stage of the year, it's really the important part, and you know, I think whoever steps up, you know, has got as good a chance as any, and you know, we'd like that to be us at this stage.
With the way the side's playing, obviously getting key players back from injury as well, are you feeling confident that some silverware could be coming back to the Halliwell Jones this year?
That'd be nice. We can't get, you know, too focused on that. We're still alive and kicking with all three trophies available, so in that respect, it's a nice position to be in. But after that, you know, we can't, you know, everybody's got the same goal now from here on in, particularly those who are still alive in the Cup and those who are, you know, a chance of winning the league leaders and also winning the league. We've all got the same ambition, but, you know, that's the thing that probably drives you, but we don't focus too much. It's about what you do in each 80 minutes and really concentrating on who you got ahead of you and making sure that you get that done, but also making sure that you're right yourself, that you're playing your best rugby. So, you know, that's our focus at the moment. So let's see how far it takes us, and, you know, if that's as far as we'd like, well, we'd be very pleased.
Obviously, we're here at the Super 8s launch, but the big game is on Saturday, Challenge Cup semi-final against the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats, a team who've confounded all expectations this year.
Yeah. We made the top eight in semi-final of the Cup. You know, they've had a pretty good year. So, you know, dangerous team as well. I think anybody who's watched enough or played against Wakefield this year will tell you that they're very dangerous, particularly when they've got ball in hand. And, you know, we need to be on our game, that's for sure. We've already suffered at the hands of Wakefield a defeat this year, so, you know, we need to make sure that we're at our best and ready for them. And, you know, they are a team that can hurt you from any part of the park. They take some risks, and we're a bit like that too, so should be a really good open game.
With those similar styles, and it should be an entertaining game for the neutral on Saturday, but and a good opportunity to promote the game in front of the national TV audience as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and a terrific ground as well, Lee. I think it'll be a great atmosphere and a really good surface, and you know, it's got the makings of a real cracking game. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it, and should be a great atmosphere as well. I know Wakey fans are going to come out of the woodwork because they haven't had a chance to, you know, get excited about a whole lot of games except for the £1 million game last year, but you know, they're in with a strong chance, and our fans are just down the road, so I think they'll come out in droves as well, so really excited about it.
And of course you're up against a coach who beat you last year in that semi-final, Chris Chester, with Hull Kingston Rovers. They were the underdogs on that day. I guess you'll be asked about this plenty of times in the build-up, but I guess that has no bearing on how you plan for the game.
No, it doesn't. They were too good on that day, and who was coaching them, or, you know, is all pretty irrelevant. We've just got to concentrate on what we can do and what we can control, and, you know, we'll shake hands as coaches before the game and after the game, and have all the respect for one another during the game. So, you know, it's another game for us, but a big one. I think everybody knows the consequences of a good performance, bad performance, and, you know, it's somewhat not letting the pressure get to you, and in getting too far ahead of yourself. I think everybody talks about Wembley, and you know, the focus has got to be about Lee rather than, you know, and the job at hand at Lee rather than what's coming ahead.
And how's the squad looking ahead of the game?
No, we're good. We're in good shape. We won't have too many changes from last week. Stefan came off with a concussion last week. He should be fine for this week. So I think it'll be all all pretty much the same.
And you're losing a couple of players to Toronto next season, which is going to be a brave new world for rugby league again.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for those boys. It's a nice chance for them to get their careers back on track. They've had some injuries. They're both exciting young players who can play really well, and you know, it's an exciting prospect for those guys and also Toronto. So, you know, I'm really pleased for all involved and wish them all well, and they go with our blessing, and the door will always be open to those young fellas to come back if they ever have the desire.
I've been speaking to Rowan, obviously, the coach at Proud. Nice to have a fellow family member in the country once again.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've had a bit of family this year, so yeah, it's been nice. He's a lovely young man and a terrific young coach. So, you know, I think he brings a lot to the game here, and that's important. Wish him well on his career. It hasn't been the easiest of starts, and I can assimilate with that a little bit myself in the early stages of my career, and it's about what he can bring and the improvements that he can bring to a club over a number of years, and that's what, you know, young coaches sometimes aren't given a chance to do, but given the chance, I'm sure he can do a great job for him.
That time at Huddersfield, was it part of the making of you as a coach?
Absolutely, yeah. And tough times and as well as contrasting times, you know. First season, a lot of defeats, and second season, undefeated. And, you know, they're really big learning curves as a coach. And, they certainly helped ground me and get me into the right sort of mindset for my future. So, yeah, always grateful for those. Particularly the tougher times, I think any coach will tell you that the tougher the times, the more you learn. And, it's whether you can get through those tough times to get a chance to kick on. And sometimes coaches don't get given those opportunities, and that's a shame because a lot of very good coaches go by the wayside.
And in a sense, I guess on Saturday you come up against a coach who was sacked very early in the season, was, like, I don't want to say lucky, but got that opportunity to come back straight away.
3 weeks later, it was a blessing for him, and really pleased for Chezzy. He's a lovely young man, and it's great to see a young coach get an opportunity so quickly, and he's taken that, and he's done a terrific job with Wakey, with what he's done there. So he's another great example of what can happen if you give people a chance, and really pleased for him, and I hope he goes well, just not this Saturday.